My friends, we got them just where we want them. We love being the underdog. And we're going to win.
In 1 week, you can choose policies that invest in our middle class and create new jobs and grow this economy so that everyone has a chance to succeed, from the CEO to the secretary.
Good morning, everyone. 1 week from today hardly seems possible. This campaign is coming to an end. It's down to the last week. There you hear the candidates campaigning, Barack Obama and John McCain. A little business before we begin. I said the World Series was suspended with a 3-3 tie. It's actually a 2-2 tie. It may be resumed tonight, although the weather looks pretty bad in Philly, so who knows? It may be suspended for a while. And also this takeaway question, I want to just sort of re-tee it up because it's actually quite serious. 4 years ago, Al-Qaeda actually issued a tape on Halloween suggesting that they wanted to influence the outcome of the election. And apparently this year, this time around, Al-Qaeda has endorsed on a website in any case, John McCain. Do you think that could actually influence the election? Should it? What's your response to an endorsement, so to speak? I mean, it's hard to call it an endorsement, although the world is taking an enormous interest in this campaign, so why shouldn't Al-Qaeda? 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. But because it's the last week and because the polls have been open for weeks, this is America's Exit Poll. And joining us now are two voters who have actually voted. We are exit polling them even as we speak. Whitney Lovell and Christopher Rogers join us. Whitney Lovell is a Democrat in Conway, Arkansas, who attends Hendricks College. Whitney, thanks for being with us.
No problem.
And Christopher Rogers is communications chair of the North Carolina Federation of Young Republicans. He's in Coates, North Carolina. Christopher, that sounds like a very important job.
Yes, sir, it is. Thank you very much for having me on.
All right. So, Whitney, where did you vote, first of all?
I voted in Franklin, Tennessee.
Now, you're going to college in Arkansas, but your place of residence is Tennessee, and you went there to vote early.
Yes. I went home for fall break to vote.
Well, of course. And you got to hang out at mom's and, you know, eat her food and all that sort of thing. But what was it like to actually vote?
It was great. It went very smoothly. Like, there wasn't a huge line. So I got in and I voted, and it was a great feeling, my first presidential election. So it was great.
Were you surrounded by people who were voting the same as you were, or did you feel a little bit more isolated? I mean, Tennessee is probably not going to move out of the red column.
Exactly. Actually, the majority of the cars in the parking lot were McCain Palin. They had bumper stickers all over them. But there were several Barack Obama activists outside. But inside, no one was really discussing who they were voting for. But considering my county and where I'm from, I considered that basically all of them were voting for McCain and Palin.
Christopher Rogers, what was it like for you voting?
It was a very smooth process. Here in North Carolina, they do not require a lot of prerequisites. But it was very smooth, no lines, and it was in and out.
Any evidence whatsoever that early voting is of particular interest in your states? The two of you, I'll begin with you, Christopher. We've heard reports of long lines and certainly a lot of interest, even though the process has been going smoothly.
Absolutely. We have been, in my county alone, we've already had probably close to 20% of the registered voter already vote in our county. So we are looking at unprecedented levels of voting early, and we're looking for a huge turnout on Election Day itself.
So, Chris, if you get a 60% turnout, which is not outrageous on Election Day, plus your 20%, you could end up with an 80% turnout in your county.
Very possible.
Wow. Are the people prepared for 100% at that point?
We are working our hardest. I am on the election staff. I'm going to be doing a poll watching myself, and we are looking forward to seeing as much turnout as possible.
Whitney, what's it like in your neck of the woods up there in Tennessee?
Well, but from what I've heard in Arkansas, that back in where I'm from, there's large lines now. It was pretty smooth the first day, but as it's progressed, the lines have gotten longer and there have been more people. So I'm not sure the exact amount of people who have already voted, but from what I've heard, it's been a great turnout, and I've heard across the country it's been a huge turnout for early voting this year, so that's really exciting.
Well, because I have such a reputation as a uniter personally, even though you're a Democrat, Whitney, and you're a Republican, Christopher, I understand the reason that you are voting early is because you both are going to be busy on election day. Is that right, Whitney?
Yes.
Explain to me what your responsibilities are, and then I want you to tell me, Chris. Go ahead, Whitney.
Well, I'm a leader in the Hendricks Students for Obama. So on the election day, we're going to be going around and making sure people get to the polls, driving them to the polls, and also standing outside and, you know, showing our support and having signs and having buttons and, you know, just kind of a big party after everyone gets done.
And eating bad food, the whole thing. Christopher Rogers, what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be setting up at one of the precincts in my county. I'm going to be doing the poll watching, observing duty. What that is, we're just basically in there making sure that nothing, no fraud is going on.
All right.
If you see anything strange,
we got to say,
bring it up with the people.
That's great. We got to say goodbye to you. Christopher, who'd you vote for?
I'm voting for John McCain.
Whitney Lovell, who'd you vote for?
Barack Obama.
All right. Thanks to both of you. Whitney Lovell and Christopher Rogers, early voters. We just exit polled them in America's Exit Poll. Whitney is from Conway, Arkansas. She attends Hendricks College. And Christopher Rogers is Republican chair of the North Carolina Federation of Young Republicans.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.